Hey, welcome back to the tape.
We're back.
That was Nicholas Kurgovich with a track called Give It a Name off of the Boss Tape, not the mixtape. The Boss Tape.
The Vancouver Boss Tape.
The Vancouver Boss Tape. Before that, we had Centralia by the Hillbetties off their upcoming debut, which is out very soon, May 9th. And before that, we had a little more folky stuff from Cranberry Virgin featuring Chaya Harvey. One Fine Spring Day. That's today. Today is One Fine Spring Day, I must say.
And that was one folky set.
Yeah.
A little more folky than we tend to go. It's nice to kind of folk around and find out sometimes.
Ugh, get out of here. You're fired. This is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're already halfway through the show.
Whoa.
Jamie. Forgot to mention that in our first set, we also played music by Be Afraid, track Wheels off their new record Working, which is out now, and kick things off with Gutter Ball by Devin Parkin, of course. And then we talked about the year 1997 and did not have anything planned to follow up. And we spent some time looking at what we might include to follow up, but we're just gonna keep things rolling. Okay, Jamie?
I think it's good. Will net mention, though, the one that I mentioned right off the get the get-go was a Gob split
came out
in 1997.
Local legends.
Gob and Another Joe.
Mm-hmm. Although the Gob of our memories is a little later, I would say.
Yeah, that's a little more 99 to 2001. When was...
Well, I think NHL 2003 had O'Ellen or I Hear It.
Yeah, but it was the one before.
Yeah.
Was the... Because O'Ellen was Foot and Mouth Disease. And then World According to Gob had, like, No Regrets, I Hear You Calling, and For the Moment.
Ah, yes.
You know that one?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes
I remembered, but it was like, oh yeah. I had forgotten, but you reminded me of it, and then I was like, oh yeah,
that album rips. Mm-hmm. But I think it was the one before that had the I Want to Jump in a Lake.
Yes.
Soda.
Yeah.
Which is a great song.
World According to Gob, I Hear You Calling, For the Moment, That's the Way and No Regrets.
I saw Gob play last year.
Wow.
They opened for the Sum 41 final show.
Of course.
Which is really great.
Of course.
The Gob played like six songs and you knew them all.
Yep. All you need. Okay, well, I want to keep things going. Let's see if I can do this in real time without making it sound too vampy. Yeah, we're going to hear new music from friend of the show, Francis Arevalo.
I believe it's like new old music, if I understood his Instagram post. So it's like, I think this was a song that he had written forever ago, but they're only like recording and releasing it now alongside Kim Mortal.
Yes, it features Kim Mortal. It's also the second single off the upcoming album Homegrown. So let's listen to two of our favorite local musicians collaborate here. This is Gardens featuring Kim Mortal by Francis Arevalo.
Been reflecting on the ways people will fall in love, cause I remember when we met I was just popping up. I wrote you poems from my notebooks in the hallways. You could ask my homies, I was thinking about you all day, like always. You were the reason I ain't get all A's, reason I ain't sleeping, causing daydreaming in all ways. Remember staying up late with me at the ball cage and shining your light bright on me on the dark days. After school, you were the person that I called to vent, the last person that I spoke to when I fall to bed. You always listened and picked me up when I fall instead, reminded me that I still have listening to some common sense. Was so in love with introducing you to all my friends. Instead of eating, I just have your food for thought instead. The rose that grew from concrete, you and me reading. I fall asleep to your voice repeating.
We can grow a garden.
When the crew was skateboarding, we were off to the side. CD players and our pens, friends passing the time. Oh, you listen to Kick Push 2 and Kick Push 2. Whispering, I just wanna kick it, miss school and spit too. Do you remember what we do to listen? To mixtapes, bootlegs, and them cool new chopped and screwed editions. Couldn't believe the kind of tunes dudes was missing. Some underage, hungry school children chilling with food and liquor. You told
lyrics. If you really hear it, you might scoop some wisdom. If you really feel it, you find euphemism. Speaking truth in lyrics all through the music hidden. Close your eyes, imagine lives you could visit. Time traveling by sampling voices with it. Skipping class fast, pen in hand, leaving no margins. In the Rose Garden, listening to Rose Garden. Grateful for everything you were showing me. Goodness takes time, gardens grow slowly. Poetry, knowing all of this stops. Remember how we fell in love with hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
All this love will grow for you. It's coming up in time. Time
will blossom, blossom this life.
Blossom.
Beautiful. That's the name of the band.
Yep.
And also a descriptor of the music produced by Beautiful. If a computer was an angel in the sky, is the artist's description.
So good at describing herself. Mm-hmm.
And this is...
Not great at spelling, though.
No. Horrendous. It's, if you search Beautiful the way it is spelled, you will not find this artist. Honestly, if you search it the way that it is actually spelled, you will not find this artist because your search engine will be like, you didn't mean to type this sequence of letters. It's B-E-U-A-T-I-U-F-L. Beautiful. But that is the new project from Selena, formerly of Future Star, which I did not realize until Jamie told me today. But that's fun. Very happy that music is continuing to come out of that wonderful brain.
Yeah, on Future Scar, Future Stars,
Future Scar,
Future Scar, on the Future Star Instagram, there's like a pretty, I guess, in depth. So she doesn't go into details, but she explains the death of Future Star, which is nice because I seem to remember the last time that we did the mixtape, we were kind of caught off guard by the death of Future Star. Did that mean no more music from Selena?
For sure, and I want to clarify that you're being pretty heavy with your words. The death of Future Star, nobody died.
Nobody died.
Except for a musical project that ceased to be active.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're cooking.
In the description for this record, Time for Fun demos, I had a lot of fun making these songs, and there's a lot of things I learned, too. There are a lot of things I am still learning. Music rocks. Computers rock. So, way to go. Beautiful. Before that, we had music by Sade Wele and Serengeti with Katie Sly. That was Something Good.
Guess what?
It was good.
In fact, Something Good.
And then we had Gardens featuring Kimmortal by Francis Arevalo. One former mixtape guest and one mixtape fave. Yeah. Well, I guess two mixtape faves.
Two mixtape faves. But I think Kimmortal is one of the few repeat favorite songs of the mixtape award winners.
Has won year-end recognition multiple times. Yes.
Probably more than anybody.
Almost every time they're eligible. Okay, well, this is still the Vancouver mixtape, and we are getting to it. We got about 12, 13 minutes left, so let's just jump into music. We're not going to go back to 1997, but we are going to do a little bit of time travel because one of our favorite old bands is gigging again.
And
it's funny, I went to their Bandcamp and they have a release from 2013 called Resurrection Year, and a release for December 29th, 2037,
which we have somehow played before.
Time travel. I told you it was happening. But no, we're gonna go back to 2013, and we're gonna hear, because it's named after an intersection in Vancouver, we're gonna play the song. Yeah, this is the one you want to play.
That's the one.
That's right. This is Kingsway and Fraser by Taxa on the Vancouver mixtape in the year 2026.
Yeah. first train back to the airport. The line that goes straight back there. Where I've been waiting. Oh, how I've been waiting. But my letter don't arrive on time. It sits on your desk, the ink now dry.
Well, Jamie.
Well, Jesse.
That is it for the Vancouver Mixtape this
week. It was a really fun time.
So much fun.
Holy.
You heard a bunch of music there. I don't want to let you go without learning that that was Resurrection Year by Taxa. And then another song that I just deleted.
Zelk?
It was Zelk. That's right.
You can't write library version.
Thank
from,
you, Jamie.
From
that's what you're,
Salt Spring
you're
Island.
For. And then we just heard a little bit of Through the Lonely... No, of a different track by Julian Bowers called Noho Nani, formerly of Sleuth, a companion album to an album that's coming out. So anyway, lots of cool music there. Thanks for hanging out with us.
And
we will be back another time to give you more good stuff in your ears.
Mix your tapes.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca. This is